From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he is increasingly confident Congress will sign off on a tax deal. That's despite the fact some Democrats continue to reject the compromise package worked out with Republican lawmakers. In an interview with NPR's Steve Inskeep today, Mr. Obama says in the end he thinks Democrats will opt not to hold the legislation hostage.
Here's what I'm confident about, that nobody, Democrat or Republican, wants to see people's paychecks smaller on January 1st because Congress didn't act.
House Democrats today voted to reject the president's compromise measure in its current form. That objection coming during a voice vote in a caucus meeting. As of yet, there's not been a formal House vote. The White House is putting a price tag on the deal to extend tax cuts, saying it will cost somewhere between $750 and $800 billion. The president's interview can be heard tomorrow on Morning Edition. In a lame duck session of the Senate today, Republicans and one Democrat closed ranks to block consideration of a major defense bill containing a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the action could doom a legislative push to roll back the ban on gays serving openly in the military.
Just one Senate Republican, Maine's Susan Collins, voted with Democrats to take up the bill with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal provision. One Democrat, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, voted with the rest of the Republicans against consideration. That left supporters of repeal three votes short of the 60 needed to advance. Republicans argued the Senate should first take up the tax cut extensions that they and President Obama agreed on this week. Independent Senator Joe Lieberman, who sponsored the repeal, said he was confident once the tax cuts were dealt with, there were other Republicans who would vote to bring up the repeal.
We've got 60, at least 60 votes, so we're going to keep up the fight. But we're not kidding ourselves. This is not going to be easy.
Lieberman said he'll try to offer the repeal as a standalone bill before the lame duck session adjourns. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Three people are dead. At least one other is injured after an explosion in a small chemical plant in northern West Virginia. Carrie Brown from West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports emergency officials are trying to piece together what happened.
The office manager at the AL Solutions plant, Teresa De Ora, says the plant in New Cumberland is now closed as investigators continue their work.
The cause of the explosion is unknown at this time. Our immediate concern is for our employees and their families.
AL Solutions, formerly called JAMA-G Incorporated, develops additives for the aluminum industry. This is the fourth fire at the facility. An explosion and fire at the plant killed a worker in 2006. Another worker was killed in 1995. De Ora says this blast happened in the main production building. The plant employs about 25 people. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Brown in Wheeling.
Former White House Budget Director Peter Orszag has landed a new job. Citigroup says it's tapped Orszag to be the company's new vice chairman of global business. Mixed close for Wall Street today as traders await to see the outcome of the Bush-era tax cut debate. The Dow was down 2 points. You're listening to NPR. An incident at a Mississippi airport where India's ambassador was subjected to a pat-down has now elicited a response from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Clinton saying the incident is a cause for concern, and she said the State Department is looking into the matter. India's foreign minister called the pat-down of the ambassador unacceptable. Clinton did not apologize directly for the incident. She said her department is looking into what can be done to prevent such incidents from happening in the future, though. The matter falls under the jurisdiction of the Department of Homeland Security. Nearly 40 years after his death, Florida officials issued a pardon today to Doors singer Jim Morrison. Morrison was pardoned for misdemeanor crimes of profanity and exposing himself at a 1969 concert in Miami. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen has more.
Morrison freely admitted to the profanity, but at his trial adamantly denied ever exposing himself to concertgoers at Miami's Dinner Key Auditorium. He produced witnesses backing his claim, but was found guilty and died before his appeal was heard. At a clemency hearing in Tallahassee, Governor Charlie Crist said under court practice at the time, a defendant who died while his case was on appeal was entitled to having that conviction dismissed.
In this case, the guilt or innocence is in God's hands, not ours. That is why I respectfully ask my colleagues today to pardon Jim Morrison.
The clemency board voted unanimously to issue a pardon to Jim Morrison on the day after what would have been his 67th birthday. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Boeing still is not saying whether it will postpone planned delivery of its next-generation 787 jetliner, which had been slated for early next year. Boeing is making design changes to the plane's electrical distribution system after a fire broke out aboard one of the company's test planes last month, forced the grounding of the current test fleet of 787s. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.